The ministry of Bishop Eddie Fabian edifies, comforts, and exhorts as God confirms his word with accompanying miracles, signs, and wonders. Bishop Eddie Fabian is a pastor with the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, and currently pastors the megachurch Tikrum Cathedral. His weekly Sunday services, conventions, conferences, and Monday 11th hour prayers are streamed live on Facebook and have blessed many lives. He is also a seasoned counselor God uses immensely to repair shattered relationships. You are about to experience the manifest presence of God. Now here's the Bishop Eddie Fabian.
Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that you should go, that you should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask in my name, he may give it you. John 15:16. So that's what the choir was singing. Konekosu abamame, na meye wapedi nina amau. Read it in the tree. Ose dem.
Juwan ya sempeti dunum chichemu dunsiya. Enyamu na moyime. Na me na meyimu na me de mo masi wo se monko na monko so aba na mo aba no entena ho na bibiera a mo besre agya no bedimu no odi amamu. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for today. We bless you for this time in your presence. Everybody lift up your hand and thank God. Pray that this will be a good month for Bompai se busumu we ebeye busum pa amau. Busum fufra yirim. Nasi etuningi na ashira densa. Just commit everything to God. Pray that today will be a good day. This month will be a good month. That God will bless you with special grace. In the name of Jesus. Eye abdum busumi. Asedano so diya ba. Sa busumimu. Oh yes, pray, 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 Father, may we see your goodness, may we see your mercies, may we see your grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We
honor
you. We bless you, Lord.
We give you thanks. Have your way, Lord. Oh yes, thank you, Lord. My Jesus. My Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. Oh, my comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to
worship you.
Shout to the Lord.
Shout to the Lord on the end. Let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the words of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever. Nothing compares to the promise in you.
We bless you.
Nothing, we compare
nothing
to
compares
you,
to the promise, oh, we have,
yes,
in you,
Lord.
Thank you for your promise.
You, Lord.
Thank you for
we
your blessing in our lives.
You, Lord. We glorify
Lord, have your way.
We worship you, Lord.
Touch us, Lord. We welcome your spirit, we welcome your presence, Lord.
Forever we love you, Lord.
We love
forever
you, Lord.
We stand.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody shouted amen. God bless you. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. What? Hallelujah. It's the month of May. May is the fifth month. And number five usually is symbol of grace. So we believe grace is going to be our portion this month. May busum so enum na enum jina ho ema adom inti ye se busum ye remu adom sonku be beya wodia. Oh, we amen isapa. The louder your amen, the greater the grace that will come upon you. Receive much grace.
I say receive
much grace. Yeah. It is by grace. Eyadum. Eyadum. Adum nuhu a wabrabo nina yekwa. Inti na busumi yejidi se nyamede na dum kesie ebe bayenso. The Lord will bless us with much grace. Now, this month also, we are moving into another book. Last month, we were preaching from Make Yourself Saviors of Men. Last week, Jesus marches so eye kama. Akra bebre yedi omuhu meradi. Obi woha, Jesus, last week, Obi no kasaya and ne waba sorry waha. Obi wahasa. Anybody like that? Or is there anybody you came with somebody today because of last week Jesus marched? Anybody like, let me see. Basho. So we need to reach people to church. Witness to them. Yeni omo ken radia semno. Na ye ye yadwin se yeni omo so ebeba a sorry. It's a sorry na ombinya in chire chire. Any nourishment near ma ebemu itintim ewe radimu. Hallelujah. But this month we are moving to another book, Enlargement Secrets. Enlargement Secrets. Oh, one more. I see God enlarging you. God is going to enlarge you in the name of Jesus. So, I'm going to preach from the book, and the title is Recognize the Season of Enlargement. Recognize the Season of Enlargement. Or say, Emra, now, Dorimbre. Recognize it. Se soon say and we any emrame it twisty was said with it or anabe kesie. Kesie pa. Can you see it? Can you feel it? I can see you. You are becoming enlarged. I said I can see you. You are becoming enlarged. And I profess that this is your season of enlargement. You are going to be enlarged in your marriage. You're going to be enlarged in your ministry, in your business. You're going to be enlarged in your life. You're going to be enlarged in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. The book says enlargement secret. Or say, a hintan sema, a wasenya, ube to be ayekesie. And no, ni esiano. Hallelujah. And I believe that some are going to be blessed. Tell your neighbor you are going to be blessed. In Jesus' name. So turn with me to Joshua. Chapter 1. And we're going to read a scripture and then from there. Joshua chapter 1, and we're reading from verse 1 to verse 3. Joshua huma edikain en chichemu bako ekosi san. He said, now after the death, the servant of the Lord, It came to us to speak unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my son, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Hallelujah. Amen.
Nerade akwa Moses wu akyire no. Nerade ka kyerɛ nan ba Joshua Moses somfo no sɛ makwa Moses ewu afɛ sɔre twa Jordan na wo ne ɔman mu nyina enko asase a medre ma mo wo no so. Bebiara nan betia no.
Bebiara wo nan ebetia no.
No na mede mema wo.
Aish.
Sɛ de me ka me kyerɛ Moses no.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love it already. The Bible says that Moses died. Moses was the one that the children of Israel were looking up to. And he is the one who brought them out of Egypt. Israel for nyano we need that Moses so because onuna oniomu free Mizrim ebay. Na Bible say omu nyina no omu hweno. So ni po be di omenim. But nipa dear, untu be fa we need to nipa so nche. You cannot rely on a man forever. Man will not be there forever. You cannot put your eyes on me. I will not be here forever. Yeah. You cannot put your eyes on any human being. Untu mifa we ni ntu ni pe bia so. It says a nipa. Ah, nipa ye nipa. Yen mu bi ye di ni tu nipa so ma nipa ne di ye hambo. You were disappointed by a man. He told you he was going to marry you. But he's just a man. He can just say, I will marry you. But he doesn't have the power to marry you. If God doesn't give him the power. You believe in his word so much. When your mother is speaking to you, then you just get up and say, oh. The man will disappoint you and you will see that, yes, man is man. But anyway, Moses brought them out of Egypt. And then the Bible says, and Moses died. Moses said, who ye? And it says, your eyes are on a man. And when a man dies, what do you do? Yeah. One time, a young lady who was taking care of people, oh, Chiawe school fees, Chiawe say, do this for that, do this. So many people. When she died, people who came to the funeral, you don't even know why they were even crying. Because where is soon, after the school fees, where is soon, after a everybody is crying about something. So you find that people, now the people be pointed, they were crying. How is it going to be? And the Bible says the word of the Lord came to Joshua. Today the word of the Lord is coming to you. I said the word of the Lord is coming to this church. If Radia Seme Bo bin chain, minim ya wedi uhambo, minim dia wedi weni tunusu, and yaman koye, minim nyame biano weni dasu ambem, but in nanya misa men kancho se or the nasem ebro. The Lord is bringing a new word to somebody. If you believe the other one, shout yes. Oh Jesus, play softly in the background for me. I love it. The word of the Lord came to Joshua. And I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. I thought you put the scripture there as I'm speaking it. Joshua. I said a name to somebody. You can put your name there. The word of the Lord came to Susie. The word of the Lord came to Joseph. The word of the Lord came to Mary. Iradia sem eba obin chain. And then Iradia sem eba obin chain. Shake your neighbor and say, the word is for you. Sorry, I meant too much. I mean to say, been not see one who too much. Stay be or be person or Kenya or between Kenya or tell who too much and yet. And to which too much, I bang or be. Now, what to me, I can be a chill. What to me, I was so. The word of the Lord came to Joshua. And what did the word say? It said, verse 2, he said, Moses is dead. Forget about him, he's dead. And never be a chum and ya de besebium. Forget about it, it is gone. Listen, I tell you, we are in a new season. Now, some of you, since we moved to this place, your mind is still at a Jesu, your mind is still at a Ija, your mind is still at certain places. But I came to announce to you that season is over. We are in a new season. If you believe it, shout, yeah. Maybe your mind is still at a chakram. Your mind is still at where else? Bisiase. But it's over. Now it is the room where we are. And see that you will rest. When your mind doesn't move, enter the lessons for you. That is why I spoke to the children of God, because their mind was still on Moses, and so long as their mind was still on Moses, God will to do in it for them. Take your mind off Moses, take your mind off the past, because God is about to do something new in your life. He every and it's a problem. I'm preaching to somebody. I said, am I preaching to somebody? Now they arrive. Go over this. What is the Jordan that is taking you to at once? Every Jordan that is in front. I saw going over the Jordan. I saw Jordan. I see you crossing the Jordan. Oh, I don't know what I'm preaching to somebody. Anyway, you may not like it. You may not enjoy it, but I'm enjoying the preaching. Oh, I'm preaching to myself. I said, I'm preaching to myself. The word is so good, I will give myself. Tell somebody, go over this Jordan. Your mind is too much on that boy. So God is not able to do anything in your life. Go over this Jordan. I said, go over this Jordan. I said, go over this Jordan. Power gaba now. Why would that? You working finish so? It says a be maybe a chair. I don't know. I got a wrong place. Ah, there is a new blessing for you. I said, there's a new blessing for you. Receive it. In any case, Sabema no akra, ni enhu ade papa. Yeah. Don't know how fine girl to say, oh, nice girl like you, that he didn't marry you. He doesn't know what is a good thing. I came to announce to you, God has a better thing for you. God has a greater thing for you. If you believe it, shout yes. Shake your neighbor and say, go over this Jordan. You have stayed at that Jordan for too long. That is why the title of the message is, recognize your season of enlargement. Because if you don't recognize it, you will still stay at one place. Yeah. go over this Jordan. Tell somebody, we are going over this Jordan. And the Bible says that he said, you and all the people, not just you, but everything about you, carry everything along. Because sometimes a beer now will call, but a beer be beat as so ho, I am by what baba to crew that's all. And yes, I will cry now with you. But I see everything about you, everyone about you coming along. Shout out. We are going. We are moved. I said, we are moved. Go over this Jordan. Oh, we are still on verse 2. We haven't moved. Unto the land which I will give you. There is a land. It is called Tigrum. It is called Tigrum. I said, there is a land. I came to tell somebody there's a land for you. I said, there's a special land for you. Nyamiwa sasi papa bimao. Oh. I prophesy unto you, receive a better land. Receive a better land. Receive a better land. In the name of Jesus. Adipiana, we need that soap. Ah, nenye papa. Ah, nenye ye. Ah, I said, nyamina say. Nyame say, you watch me free so. Now, adipibima. Receive a new land. Receive a better land. Receive a better land. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Wow.
It's a remix version.
Are you dancing? Give the Lord a dance. Look at these people, they are sitting down. Give the Lord a dance. This shall be the preaching. This shall be the preaching.
Bishop Zach, the anointing of the Lord will lead you. Bishop Zach,
give the Lord a shout. People don't understand why we leave our house and we come to this place. Because we love it here. It's a blessed place, an anointed place. It's a good place that the Lord has given to us. Give the Lord a shout. Oh yes, something better, something good, something exciting. The Lord said, go over this Jordan. I have a better land for you. A better land. A better land. Oh, forget about that old one. Mrs. Sadadanu, if you watch him, I don't know who I'm speaking to. Still, I'm speaking to somebody. What you had that they be so. But you're missing you. What you feel Sadadanu so. And you are feeling, forget about that one. You are about to write one, and that one you are going to pass. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Yes, this time is going to be better. This time is going to be good. The Lord is going to bless us in this place. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. People will begin to come here. They'll come and see us here. Your car will be parked there. Your wedding will be taking place here. You'll be enjoying the goodness of God here. God will bless you to build a house. And some of them around this. And you will build houses here. Believe me, shout amen. I just love it. I said, I love it. Then he said in verse 3. He said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, he said, I have given it to you. It is not now that God is going to give it to you. Sister Esther, God has already given it to you. Oh, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. I said, God has already given it to you. Eric, in your media mouth, receive it. Sometimes I see some girls. Nyamiyama, a nice guy. In so sad boy. Osoko numa eyi. Sometimes you hear them maybe ka won't hear say. Man for be or say mad don kotre. Ni china be man nim ay say. Enim na shasta bi. Was it where na me penalty? And you want better one now. I came to tell somebody, forget about that one. It is not a good one. Receive a better one. Many times, it's because we can't receive the new one. That is why we are not getting it. We let go of the old one and receive the new one. Now, many of us, we are in tick room here, but our minds are still somewhere else. Oh, you don't want me to say it. Every day you have been wishing. Are we going to go back to Echak, or we are going to go back to Jesu? So you, I said there's blessing. Bible says, Ed shall give you some steps and declare, I am receiving some great things. Declare some powerful things that you are receiving. Every step you take is a blessing. Every step you take is a new house. Every step you take is a new venture. Every step you take is the leading and the direction of the Spirit of God. Ose anamombia obekubia. Bebia munai ebejinebia. Ose media mouth. Sometimes you may not be able to see it with your eyes, but in the spirit, you can imagine yourself stepping in the place. Some of you are seeing you stand in Europe. Some of you are stepping in some great blessing. Some of you stepping in your marriage. Some of you are stepping in your new house. Receive it. Oh, I feel it. Your family members like it or not, God has blessed you. Oh, receive it. It is your portion. It is your portion. The Bible speaks. They are not saying any good way. They don't say anything about anybody. But when they got to Jabez, it's a sacred Jabez way. We have to say about today. I declare you, people will say about you. First Chronicles. If I start from verse 1, you will see. Yes, Hezron, Kami, Asor, Yankau, Bimudinkake. They just mentioned their names. Verse 2, Zobah, Zaha, Jaha begat Ahumai, and Laha. These are the families of Zoratite. That's all. Nothing is being said about anybody. Verse 3. Hezel, Buahasan, and Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Ezra, the father of Husha. And these were the sons of Nara. Yenka will be a one sons of Helt, Anu, and Zobiba, and the families of Ahel, the son of Arum. Now they got to Jabez. Ebinimu, one verse, one verse simple. But Jabez. Yes. Well, marry. Obianko school, Endrich. And the Bible says that. And he said, this is not my brain is or Yahweh. at a tea any a real hoy. Maybe be come by be with my problem. And the Bible says he prayed to God that you will bless me. Or say rather, I'm parapa. Because you will shine you. I said there's blessing and there's blessing. Some people say they are blessed, but we can't see the blessing. But you can see that the person is blessed. That is you. I said that is you. And that you will enlarge. I see enlargement. I don't know whether I'm talking to somebody. I see enlargement coming to you. Receive it. That your small one bedroom house is better than that. What if your bedroom who any wo yire any mo wife? Now don't make us slap a baby. Now in pending to jeha. Ne kwenki tuwe bi ne wa. Five. Na papa ni mami yeti ho. No. My own feel free. Who best I want to make him? I hear, hey, mama, I didn't see. I didn't see. Or you don't like the message I'm preaching? But I hear the word enlargement. Enlargement. There will be room for you and your wife. Another room for one child. Another room for another child. Another room for another child. Receive it. Where we used to be in a classroom at a Kwamu. Classroom near a woman. Classroom no. And no atiabi. Now when we start service, now Kofobi was roho. Almost all about bucking. Hey, cha 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 cha. Yay! But the Lord said, I'm bringing enlargement. We didn't even know. But when we came here and we saw this building, yes, enlargement has come. I prophesy over you. Enlargement is in your life. Shout yeah! Obey your kesiye ba. And niama ebiye bebre amount. And God likes it when He also wants enlargement. God Bible says when He prays that which. And I made this obey wo efie mua. And niama nina ekoye. Bible says in the Psalms, it said God delights in the prosperity of His servants. Amen. So who did ye? Ah, what garage can see? Ah, car number one, car number two, car number three. Am I preaching to somebody here? Am I prophesying to somebody? No. Some of you are sitting there and say, so for dear who came there. Medium ingenio. Medium. For me, new who we are. And yadia mejedi. Listen, in this world, they say seeing is believing. But in the spiritual, it is believing. Joshua could have been standing there and say, "Ah, nyamedia na wakano." What's it there? What are you saying? You are going to give us the land? Which land? We are here. We haven't seen any land. Now, land no here, but Joshua. Just go over the Jordan. Go over the Jordan. And you begin to see that God has given you a land. Oh, Jesus. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I feel God is blessing. Listen, Bible says that Moses died. And the people thought that was the end. Sometimes somebody may have died, but it doesn't mean that's the end. I'm speaking to somebody. Ebi ane bibi, adepakwa aseno. Enun chese ewyeye no no. You start the poor doesn't mean yes, the person was taking care of you, he's paid your school fees and all that, the person is dead, it doesn't mean that's the end. Sometimes the death even means a new season of enlargement. Yes. One doctor, many of you know him, Dr. Frimpong Boateng. How many of you know him? He has built the thoracic, this thing at Kolebu. He is the only surgeon, world-class surgeon, who is able to do heart, this thing.
Yeah.
Ganani, Otumi ye akuma, enwe juba.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, world-class. Niye mebe bire oni yade brene. Oh, Ghana. Ghana haya wanipa wa hao. We see a yike siye pa ewa Kolebu. Nati. Or say, Odi 2 years, nani papa wuye. 2 years. At age of 2, brother died towards the end of it. Then somebody came to pick him and started taking care of him. Took him to school. Took him to secondary school. Took him to university. He became, and today, that Dr. Frimpom Boateng, we know, this is how he came about. Yeah. He himself told Bishop Dag, one of our pastors had died and Bishop had gone to the mortuary. He met him and he said, oh, one of our pastors, oh, sometimes when somebody dies, you think that's the end. Maybe if his father was alive, where are you going? We have all been here. But he had to go so that somebody else will come. So that your business can come. Oh, yeah. In Genesis chapter 13 and verse 10, Bible says that Abraham's servants, they were striving with God's servant because God had blessed them and the place was big. But they were so blessed, so many things, there was frequent quarrels. Yeah. Go to verse 8. Where does it say that they were striving? They were striving with each other. And there was a strife, verse 7, between the headmen of Abraham's cattle and the headmen of Lot's cattle and the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt in the land. But look at it. The Bible says that Abraham said to Lot, let there be no strife. It's a big land. Take here. Me too, I'll take here. Because sometimes you feel that if you separate yourself from somebody, go on. So I didn't work here. Move on. Yeah. Answer and bitch, my wife. Not me. Hey! Not me, lady, bitch, she's a whore. But I was on your serious. Nenim Breye. Nam say girl we onye serious. Onye serious. Nami ja no to. Na sana. Na sana.
Exactly.
Sometimes they are so big giant in Pakrono. You let it go. Let it go. Jemu, because Nyami wo better one be man. Oh, you don't like the word I'm preaching. I am preaching to you. I'm preaching. Your phone is ringing. Pick up your phone. I'm talking to you. Are you enjoying the preaching? Move on. Ah. Hey, intimi janu anyawa be. Ebeye ye. Ebeye ye. To work, oh, yes. Separate yourself. Abraham said, let's separate ourselves. And the Bible says, when you read verse 11, 12, after Abraham has separated himself, where is it? Go to verse 12 quickly. Go there. Abraham dwelt in the land. Verse 11. 11. Lord chose all the plain east and they separated themselves. Verse 12. Verse 13. Bible says that. Where's the verse I'm looking for? Verse 14. After Abraham has separated himself. And the Lord said to Abraham after Lot was separated from him. Some of you, God is not speaking to you because you are still connected to something. But as you separate yourself, you will begin to hear the voice of God. And the Lord said to Abraham, he said, lift up your eyes Osima Weniso. And look. He said, from where you are standing, to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. He said, verse 15, he said, for all the land which you see, to you, I will give it to you. Now, if Lot separated himself, and God said, look to the north, the south, and the east, that means that where Lot was to, or the Dignan Swamano. Because north, south, east, and west, Lot must be somewhere. It should have been west, east, somewhere. So he said, oh, all that I have given to you.
It's a message.
That's the enlargement God is bringing us to.
I receive it.
And listen, as a church, God wants us to be enlarged. Every one of us must begin to recognize. Choristers, God wants to enlarge you. You are just happy with your 5-6 people. You come and sing, stand here and sing. But God wants you to be. But I don't think you can even see that it's time for you to become 100. And now I'm moving here, Michelle. Dancing stars, you can be 100 on the stage. But you are happy with your 5 people. That's why when you come to church, you don't even go around to invite people and get people to join you. And you know, they say we are 5. And they are mama. My mama do do. Stage. No. I sorry, but wait, stage where you'll be a sorry die. This is somebody's church. The whole Ayija church, grab carpet and fetish stage also. It's an enlargement. You see, but sometimes when I have no one used to enlargement, I say, hey, Esonodo. Esonodo, Debbie, what do you mean to me? What do you mean to me? Sometimes when you have a Bema, I say, too good. Into where they have been paid with me, pay another one. On your size. On your size. See Basentes. You see Basenta, 2 people in the Basenta. What kind of Basenta is? Basenta, no, no. Who can't perform me a nupe? No, when you're I am not happy when I come and then there are empty chairs here. I am not happy. If you are happy, I am not happy. When I watch the first lap and I see 10,000 coming to church, I said, no, my people are not seeing this enlargement. I don't know where your eyes are. As far as you see, how far can you see?
Amen.
When you only see 10, you see 50. That's why you are okay. And when you come to church, you will not even invite anybody. Sorry, it says, 5,000. One can amen. I know a guy when he's writing exam, or church will be, or say, yeah, we're missing a match, remaining 50. 59, yeah. But meanwhile, God wants to give you 100. 100% will say, remaining 50. If you know if you pass, no aye. Oh, God wants to give you more than pass. I said, God wants to give you more than pass. Enter into a seat. Are there people who are with me? From today, we are not going to be happy to have empty chairs. Every one of you is going to make it your desire. Listen, I don't want empty chairs. Jabez said, my brain is a yabana, a nipa kakrebi, a reward, any a be main panel. Mempeno, osinyame, enlarge, enlarge, enlarge. God said, I like you. I like you. I will give you enlargement. Receive enlargement. May we as a church receive enlargement. You are still in that one bedroom because we are okay. Hey, you'll be okay in one bedroom. You're okay. Toilet back when you pretend they use it. Eh? One other. Eh? Monkamo. Nipper bread. enim gase mfato keni ba me bro pato kan ho wae kan ho. What kind of life is this when God wants to give you your own toilet? Ah, what is so I won't your hine was so nobody can come and move you. I do what toilet in the go for bopri mu kan ho sesu twa so na nyam yo ha ye twa so. You must finish it. I prophesy that God is giving you a better blessing. Yeah. Why? Oh, I'm stirring you up onto enlargement. I'm stirring you up onto enlargement. That's it. What do you make? Go for five. No, baby. Debbie. If you are not here, may you have go for five. When we can have more people. Airport stars in go for three. No, Mujina. I'm man nice, baby. What sorry, ha? I'm man nice, baby. What outside? I'll bet me a chimbia bar. Sorry. What about Mujina? Train no cry. If you're you. Oh, you don't want me to preach. I say, you don't want me to preach. Ashes, look at the ashes. And also, say no more to ashes, we are let to. Say we are let to tell you. We need ashes. And some of you are just sitting down. We need of enlargement. It's in chapter book to involve everybody in the work. Yeah, that's what brings enlargement. Oh, Jesus. I see enlargement coming. Now, if you are in the church and you are not involved in anything, you are not helping the church to enlarge. Who are sorry, moon, yes, you are not so. What does this shepherd? Is a shepherd? Now, tell sorry, demo. It's only a shepherd. I see a man be a sitting allowance. Your man sitting allowance. I will not be happy to see 10 people standing in the choir singing. I will not accept it. I have given it to you. Just take the step into it. Wherever you step, I will give it to you. Let's move into it. Let everybody have the same vision. Obian kresa akumano. Enye ni dasuwa. Se nyame ama yo duduwa. Oba sorry na nipa ne ye me mane nya wo de a wo ba wo kwa na wo ba man fo bi amba. No, from today we will not accept it. May you have the spirit of enlargement. May you become enlarged. Se ne kwa na ba sorry kra twi makam wo so so ye wa dwen se me so me pe enlargement ni bi ene ne mo first time wo ba ah ntisa mo tina wo ku sa no. And see, I can't wait anymore. Yeah, pemo wahasi. Yeah, pesemo ba sorry waha. Yeah, pesemo ma haye mufiye. Yeah, your friend saying. Enoch. Now, what's your friend saying? Frank. Ma haye wa sorry. Now, what's your mumpi akrambra? And I'm pesemo ba yo kesi. I see enlargement coming. I see more people joining. I see the church becoming enlarged. I see many chairs, many people. I see 100 people on stage singing. I see 1,000 people singing. I see many ashes in the church. I see a place of enlargement that God has brought us to. That shall be our testimony. Hey, I'm not out of word. I'm just out of time. Stand to your feet and let's close.
We believe you have been exhorted, edified, and comforted by the prophetic word. Call or WhatsApp +233-591-524-522. That's +233-591-524-522 to speak to Prophet Eddie Fabian. Prophet Fabian would love to hear from you today and to stand with you in prayer. Eddie Fabian is also on Facebook and YouTube. Follow and subscribe today. Until Prophet Eddie Fabian comes your way again, run with a prophetic word.